The world of exchange-traded funds, ETFs, is undergoing a radical transformation with the introduction of two novel funds by Roundhill Investments, which aim to turn political predictions into an investment vehicle.
These funds, designed to bet on the outcome of the 2024 U.S. presidential election, represent a bold departure from traditional ETFs, which typically hold stocks, bonds, or other financial instruments.
It's like taking the thrill of a political race and turning it into a financial gamble, something that could either make you rich or leave you broke, depending on who wins the White House.
Instead of holding tangible assets, these funds are built on event contracts, which are essentially bets tied to a binary outcome: who wins the election?
One fund would soar if the Democrats win, while the other would tank if the Republicans take the reins. It's a high-stakes, no-middle-ground approach to investing.
This innovation has sparked both excitement and caution, as the potential for high returns is matched by an equally severe risk of total capital loss.
Analysts call it potentially groundbreaking, but the extreme risk has raised questions. Could this be the next big thing or a reckless gamble?
The mechanics of election prediction, ETFs, the proposed ETFs operate on a structure similar to prediction markets, where individuals trade contracts based on the likelihood of future events.
These contracts are designed to pay out if a specific outcome occurs. In this case, the election of a Democratic or Republican president.
Unlike traditional ETFs, which hold assets like equities or bonds, these funds would hold event contracts that are essentially bets on the election result.
It's like turning a political forecast into a financial product, making it as accessible as investing in Apple stock. Except the outcome is a presidential race, not a company's quarterly report.
By packaging these contracts into an ETF, Roundhill aims to democratize political speculation, letting retail and institutional investors bet on what's essentially a high-stakes gamble.
The appeal: simplicity. You bet on your side, and if it works, you win big. If not, well, that's the risk.
For example, if the Democrats win, their ETF would pay out a predetermined value, while the Republicans' fund would collapse to near zero. It's a clear-cut, no-nonsense bet.
But here's the catch. Since the election is a singular event, these funds would likely be short-lived, with their value determined the moment the results are certified.
That's a sharp contrast to traditional ETFs, which are built for long-term holding and gradual growth. These funds are all about the final outcome, not the journey.
The allure of regulated political speculation, the groundbreaking potential of these ETFs, lies in their ability to provide a regulated, accessible platform for political speculation.
In a market where investors are often swayed by broader economic trends, these funds offer a pure-play bet on a specific political outcome, free from stock market noise.
It's like isolating your bet on the election, without the distractions of inflation or interest rates. For someone with a strong conviction about the result, it's a no-brainer.
This separation from traditional market fluctuations could make the funds attractive to those seeking to capitalize on their political views.
Plus, the ETF structure brings transparency and liquidity, which are missing in informal prediction markets.
Traditional prediction markets, like the Iowa Electronic Markets, operate on a decentralized model, making them less accessible to mainstream investors.
By integrating these contracts into a regulated ETF, Roundhill is bridging the gap between speculative betting and institutional finance.
This could attract a broader audience, including institutional investors wary of unregulated markets.
The funds also align with the trend of financial products catering to niche interests, like sports betting ETFs or commodities funds.
However, the political nature of these ETFs introduces unique challenges, as election outcomes are unpredictable and influenced by factors beyond financial metrics.
The extreme risks of political speculation, despite the potential for high returns, these ETFs come with an exceptionally severe risk profile.
The primary risk is losing nearly all your capital if the election outcome is incorrect. Since the funds are structured as event contracts, their value hinges entirely on the election result.
If you bet on the wrong candidate, the fund's contracts expire with little to no value, effectively wiping out your investment.
For example, if the Republican candidate wins, the Democratic ETF would collapse to near zero, leaving investors with minimal or no returns.
This stark contrast to traditional ETFs makes these funds a double-edged sword, exciting for the bold, but terrifying for the risk-averse.
As with any high-stakes gamble, the allure is matched by the potential for ruin. The question now is, will investors be willing to take that leap?